This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just about 5:35 in the evening. You're with Lynn and Cam, and now Keith Kam joins us in the studio for our market wrap. So Malaysia is now on our way to its formulating the 12th Malaysia plan that will chart our economic direction from 2021 to 2025. What details have been revealed?
So today is the start of consultations for the 12MP, or the RMK-12, that's the Malay acronym for it. This follows the midterm review of the 11MP last year, which was formulated by the previous government under Barisan Nasional. This also follows the announcement of Malaysia's new economic direction by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad back in May this year, which highlights a shared prosperity type outlook. Now, shared prosperity is the buzzword here. And under that approach, the official line is to chart a path of sustainable development in line with the equitable growth of each value chain, class, community and geography to create a sense of harmony and stability among the people by 2030. So that's the long official line for it. So for the 12MP, Economic Affairs Minister Dato' Sri Azmin Ali revealed that three main approaches will be followed.
The policies, programs and initiatives of the 12th Malaysia Plan will revolve around three main dimensions, namely economic empowerment, environmental sustainability and social re-engineering. These dimensions will complement each other towards realizing our new development model of shared prosperity. They are also in line with our efforts to attain the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030.
So economic empowerment, environmental sustainability, social engineering.
Social re-engineering.
Oh, re-engineering. Goodness. Yeah. We need to be re-engineered. Those are the main thrusts for the 12th Malaysia Plan. What does that mean?
So what we can glean from the information we have so far, which isn't really a lot at the moment, economic empowerment would likely refer to enhancing and expanding the economic pie the country has. And e-commerce is one sector that Azmin has highlighted in his keynote address. He also talked about the external economic uncertainty and calls on more private domestic demand to mitigate those effects. And he announced 45 billion ringgit will be spent for government projects this year. And he expects these effects to continue as the years go by. He also placed a lot of emphasis on governance, transparency and accountability, ticking all the right boxes there. Now, social re-engineering, what we can get from this is the shared prosperity initiative that Tun talked about in May. And in his speech, he says, the country, Putrajaya, aims to ensure the income gap and people's wealth will become a focus. It's also to reduce the wealth gap between social class, race, territory and supply chain to empower those who are left behind. We should actually pay attention to analysts and economists going forward, or just wait for more details of the 12MP to be revealed. And I suppose we'll have a bit more clue what social re-engineering is.
Yeah, I'm feeling a really strong need for clarity, simply because, I mean, like you said, right, it's like check, check, check. These are all great words, but they're all also really great buzzwords. I'm not sure what exactly they mean.
I think we really need to find out a little bit more about this, because from what we have at this moment, this is basically all.
And back to Bursa, there was some news earlier today that Presta Riang has secured a rather significant contract. Did that do anything to its share price?
The contract is a 23 million ringgit one from the Finance Ministry to supply licensed Microsoft products to the Education Ministry, and that contract is for a period of 1 year. Interestingly as well, Presta Riang is also suing the government some 733 million ringgit for the cancellation of an immigration control system project called SKIN, S-K-I-N. I forgot what it stood for. That project was actually approved by the Barisan National Government and now is being up for a re-tender. As for Presta Riang, it's the tech company closed 11% higher today at 45.5 cents.
Keith, thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.